who played Scotty. Yeah. Hey, Captain, my engines can't take it no longer. He was a Canadian soldier, and he got one of his fingers blown off on Juno Beach. He had shrapnel that he carried with him the rest of his life. I mean, he was wounded and fought and did all that stuff. I mean, it's just kind of.
They didn't brag about it. Like you said, they didn't brag. Nope. You know, they said they were proud to serve their country. Yeah. That to me, right there, is what's wrong with us now. We got Hollywood putting all this, making it bad to be patriotic. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
That's just my humble opinion, you know. But, Greg, I love your show. I love your show, man. I've been listening for freaking 15 years, brother.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
That's a long-term relationship right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Greg, I'm going to call you in October because I was in the Marine Corps during a tragedy, you know, called the Fuji Fire. Mm-hmm. And I would sure love on October the 19th this year if you would do a shout-out for the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines.
Oh, you know I will.
All right. I'll remind you later down the road, brother.
Okay. Happy to.
All right. You guys have a good evening. I love you guys. Stay safe and be patriotic.
Bye. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for the call and the good words. It is 4 o'clock. We're going to check traffic with Skipper, fresh edition of SRN News. And we may get a call from Jake. Oh, let me grab this real quick. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, I'm on the air already?
You are on the air already.
Okay. I went in the store. But anyways, you guys are talking about World War II bombers. My dad was a gunner in the Dauntless and the Avenger.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Dive bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a famous picture. I don't know if it's still around, but it's a picture of one of the aircraft with a half a wing, and my dad was in that airplane.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was shot down a couple of times. I think my dad died in 2010, and he reported a lot of his war stories. And he was talking about how they got shot down. He had hand-to-hand combat with a Japanese guy.
Oh my goodness.
And then on top of that, he's in the book Fly Boys by... oh, God, now I can't even think of his name. Bradley, I think, is his last name. Anyways, the information was released, I think, 50 years later because it was classified. So the book was written, and what was happening at Kichijima was if you got shot down, you were cannibalized. And
wow.
That was released, I think, my dad died in 10, so it had to have been in 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, by the way.
Yeah.
Man. And so...
By the way, they're cannibalizing in Haiti, too. So that's, you know, what soldiers do.
Yeah. And he went to sweater to one of his guys and said, yeah, I'm going to kick your ass if I don't get it back. And the guy was shot down. And, you know, that was the end of that. So, and the other thing I kind of want to brag about is my son is the captain of the USS Gravely. And he is the first captain of a ship to use the SeaWiz, which is... close in weapon system. It's like a Gatling gun on steroids. It's really quite fabulous.
Wow.
Weaponry.
That's cool. And, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so things have been quiet for the last 3 weeks over there, but he's been in the thick of it for a lot of time. He's with the Eisenhower carrier strike group. So
he's near the Red Gulf, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's out there.
Dealing with the Houthis.
Yes, he is. Yeah, it's the Houthis. But anyways, I just wanted to comment on the dive bombers because my dad did all that, and I still have a flight jacket.
Did you see the 2019 version of the movie Midway?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
no, I have not.
Oh, please, you've got to watch it because you're going to see what your dad did in that film and what it was like. Oh, God, you've got to watch that movie. Please.
Okay, and that's 2019.
Yes, yeah. Midway.
Okay.
Yeah, watch that version, not the one done in the 70s. The one done in the 70s.
That was a soap opera. That was garbage.
Yeah, but the one done in 2019 is great.
Yeah.
Because the Dauntless bombers, they sacrificed
themselves. It is really,
themselves.
Of all the incredible stories that come out of war, that battle as a battle, in fact, even Churchill said, this was the most significant game-changing event in the war.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of luck. some intuition and some guts by the people who were leading to make decisions that gave us a, what you might call the upset of the century.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in the task group that finally found and sunk the, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Yamato carrier.
Yes. Yeah, that was their big one. Yes. Right. The unsinkable battleship.
Yeah. Went down. As soon as they found it, they sunk it.
So, sweet.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my story.
Great stories. And please, do me a favor. What's your first name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, would you get back to me after you've seen that movie and share your thoughts with us?
Sure, I sure will.
I'd really appreciate it. And God bless your dad for all he did.
So, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
To me, that's like talking to a celebrity.
Yeah.
And a dad who shared those experiences, because being in the back seat of one of those things, first of all, they're under attack by aircraft, but he's also got to shout out the altitude to the pilot in front of the plane. So the pilot knows when to pull out of the dive. The blood is getting drained out of their heads.
They're going straight down.
Literally straight down. And in the face of incoming fire that was actually knocking more planes out of the sky than got through.
Yeah, because the Zeros were faster than the bombers.
Yes, they were. And that did not change until later in the war.
Huh. And they depended upon, you know, striking high and trying to stay out of sight and so that they wouldn't be seen, but... Yeah.
We're reliving World War II here this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the project that was done back, started back in the 80s, the Living History Project, where they went and found people who served in the war and recorded their stories so that they wouldn't be lost.
The genius that, and that's another great aspect of that movie, Midway, who, Rochford, who led the team that broke the codes and came up with enough information to give them some guidance on where they might want to go to prepare for the Japanese attack on AF. Again, another simple little story. They deliberately put out in open traffic a report that the to confirm that that's where the Japanese are going to go, that there was a problem with the
water.
Desalination Midway. And the Japanese rebroadcast, like retweeting today, okay? Yeah. They rebroadcasted, so we knew where they were going and when, just through simple cleverness like that.
Yeah.
Because had we lost all our carriers there, we were talking about this the other day, we're going to have the Japanese on the West Coast.
Well, see, the Japanese, when they attacked Pearl Harbor, were hoping the carriers would be there.
Yeah.
We were very, very fortunate that the carriers were out on maneuvers.
Fortunate that Nagumo, the way too cautious man in charge of that, decided not to do a third launch because they could have found the carriers.
Yes, they could have.
With one more, and
or they decided,
no, let's get out of here. We sank all these ships. Let's go.
They could have destroyed all those fuel facilities that were away.
They didn't get those.
Nimitz talked about that.
For all the damage they did and for all the life they took, they made a lot of mistakes, too.
Yeah.
That hurt them.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes. Well, we are remembering some real heroes this afternoon, so I'm running a little bit behind. Don't get nervous. We'll be back. Right now, we're going to check traffic with Skipper, SRN News, and a few.
Well, we've had a few minor accidents, but nothing's affecting traffic flow. All of our major routes are open. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery and getting busier by the minute. We got a lot of cars on the boulevard. Patmore Millbrook with Tom K still giving us busy, but all clear. Buckle up and be safe out there. We will keep you updated on traffic. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, and 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert.
No time for a
get your tickets now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News. I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This is not headline news. James Taylor turned 76 today. He's seen fire and he's seen rain, but nowadays he pretty much just sees NCIS. Madonna called out a concert fan in a wheelchair for sitting. Dumb move, since in the near future that will describe everyone at a Madonna concert. Experts say lobsters may be able to feel pain, but not as much pain as men feel when women order lobster on the first date. And 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy got married. He figured as long as Kyle Shanahan is his coach in Super Bowls, it's the only way he'll get a ring. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden repeatedly told a special counsel he never meant to retain classified information after he left the vice presidency, but was at times fuzzy about dates and the paper trail for sensitive documents.
The following program.
That's from a transcript of Biden's interviews with special counsel Robert Hur. The White House announcing that the Pentagon will rush about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine. That's after finding some cost savings in its contracts. It's the Pentagon's first announced security package for Ukraine since December. That was when it acknowledged that it was out of replenishment funds. Stocks finished higher. The Dow was up 235 points. The Nasdaq gained 246. The S&P 500 adding 57. This is SRN News.
2024 is an election year, and that could mean huge gains. Consider the Dow. Over the last 123 years, over 65% of the years were winners. Traders who want to capture the biggest gains need to perfect their timing of entries and exits. Vantage Point's dual-patented artificial intelligence processes billions of data points instantly, giving you the edge to make informed decisions. We can help you predict major market trends in advance. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn the power of the AI pattern we can only describe as electionomics. Join our free class today and put electionomics to work for you. Text the word money to 813-813 right now. Text money to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text money to 813-813.
In a rush? Need to move things along? Hire Al Pacino, public speaker, for weddings.
Man, wife, kiss.
Just like his Oscars presentation, Al Pacino keeps it short and sweet at funerals.
He's dead. Goodbye. Hoo-ah.
He'll even save you time taking those long calls from your mom.
I know. You want grandkids. Got it. Hoo-ah.
Life is short, and no one knows that better than an 83-year-old actor who doesn't give a crap anymore. Isn't it time to hire?
All right, already. Bit over. Music and sound effects fade out. Hoo-ah.
That was not his finest moment.
No, it wasn't.
And I'll bet they wish they had asked somebody else to do the best picture at the Oscars.
I'm wondering if alcohol was involved in that performance.
Yeah. I think there's good reason to think that that's a possibility. Yeah. And remember, say hello to my little friend. He knows all about that, too.
Well, speaking of little friend, the funniest thing that I saw was John Cena showing up nearly naked for the presentation of the costume award. I got to see some behind-the-scenes pictures of that. They had him in a loincloth covering his manly bits and covering up his rear end, and he had Velcro on that envelope so the envelope would not come off.
Well, I mentioned, you know, if you can hide your business behind an envelope, I wouldn't.
Well, it was a big envelope.
Yeah, but you know what a package is? A package is something that comes from Amazon. It's this big, okay? That's what a package is. You don't put a package in an envelope.
Well, he was stuffed into something. They had some sausage stuffing going on there.
I will admit the rest of him looked like it was in pretty good condition.
Yeah, yeah.
For a guy who's been dropped on his head a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Now, tomorrow on the show, this is really critical. I hope you'll be listening around 3:35 because I have information here. We're having Mike Vinson, founder of Adams Drugs, and Chris Fung, who is their pharmacy director, to talk about House Bill 238.
Oh, yeah.
Currently under consideration by the Insurance Committee of the Alabama House. It proposes a $10.64 tax on every single prescription dispensed in Alabama.
Yeah.
And the implications are far-reaching. And they're going to be here to help raise awareness, and I hope you'll be listening so you can help with that process, because that is insane. That is absolutely insane. It would impose an additional $10.64 fee on every prescription.
On every one?
Yes.
Every one, which in my case, that would probably be another $100 extra that I'd have to pay every month for all my medications. And that just... And that's not fair to seniors.
Yeah.
It's not fair to people that have pre-existing conditions.
It's an $1,100 tax on the average family annually.
It's horrible.
And if somebody gets sick, God forbid, and you've got you know, multiple prescriptions going on, it could be devastating. So we're going to be raising awareness on that issue tomorrow with our friends from Adams Drugs. And, of course, I've always mentioned that, you know, when you are a customer, I'm sure many of you listening who are have had the experience where they will look for if a copay comes back looking high or uncomfortably high, they will look for a program or a coupon or something from the pharmacy maker to lower that cost to you as a person. But this is going above and beyond, and this is serious stuff. So that's tomorrow at 3:35 when we welcome our friends and our good buddy Jim Smith from Adams Drugs. And speaking of Adams Drugs, the Butt Paste Queen will be joining us here in a couple of minutes.
There she is, Mrs. Butt Paste. There she is, your ideal.
Here is Dirty Water, take two.
Hey, Greg, I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was a one call per show, you know, call. But I wanted to elaborate. The lady was talking about the capitalism during the war with Japan.
Yeah.
You know, there was an island called Chichijima, and there, the commanding officer of the Japanese on this island, he executed American airmen they had captured, right? And they ate them. You know, he ordered his people to eat these American pilots, right?
Well, I mean, in a number of missions, they handed pilots and crew cyanide capsules.
Yeah.
Telling them not to become prisoners of war. Because they were going to get killed anyway.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? There was one pilot that got shot down and he crashed off of Ichijima. And he got picked up by a submarine. His name was George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, he did get shot down in World War II.
Yeah, that was off of Ichijima. And he barely escaped being eaten for lunch by the Japanese.
Yeah, you know? They absolutely committed atrocities. I thank you for the call. And, I got news for you. Here's my take on it. Anytime the left doesn't like somebody, they become Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Why not give Tojo equal time? Because he was just as bad.
Yeah.
But the atrocities committed by Japan in World War II, in China especially, were It was just a total horror show.
Or Stalin. Stalin killed millions of his own people.
His own people, starved them because he looked at people as numbers, you know, and whether or not they could afford to feed him at the expense of being able to feed his, I mean, well, we're talking about cold-blooded, ruthless.
We forget, too, at the beginning of World War II, Germany and Russia were allies.
Yes.
The U.S., the Soviet Union were allies.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until Hitler decided to attack the Russians that...
Which was insane.
They became our friends.
Which was insane. He was spreading his...
Oh, yeah, that was...
And did not really take into account. You start... If you're going to do that, you've got to do it at the end of one winter and before the next one starts. But they started in June.
Yeah.
And that's why that... End up being work. Catastrophe.
Well,
for,
I think J. Scott had on one of his random facts the idea that there were more casualties on the Eastern Front than all the rest of the other theaters of war combined, and that's just sad. It's just sad.
We are at 4:21. We're going to check traffic, get Rich's forecast, and then I believe we're going to talk to Jacqueline. What's happening, Skipper?
What authorities are saying is a minor accident. This is on Northern Boulevard right near Jackson Ferry Road. They dispatched EMS units out there. However, there's no traffic blockage from what we understand. Traffic's moving pretty good. Just be cautious there. Watch out for boots on the ground. Everywhere else, lights mostly moderate traffic, and it is building as we get into the 4 o'clock hour. Buckle up and drive carefully. No major problems anywhere at the moment. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate in a big way, and even the nights are becoming more reasonable. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s on Wednesday with more sun. Near 80 on Thursday, still dry. Risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms become widespread Friday. Locally heavy rainfall. More rain over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as a front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's see if Jacqueline enjoys this take on spring break in Miami Beach, where they're doing everything they can to kill it. And I don't blame them.
This spring break, there's a curfew in Miami. So now, Girls Gone Wild is Girls Gone Home.
I'm just gonna, like, do my skincare routine, look at my phone for an hour, and then pass out.
Order the DVD set of hot, young college girls calling it a night.
I'm so tired. I don't even feel like having a lingerie pillow fight.
There's no wet t-shirt contest. But she is wearing her brother's old baggy t-shirt with her hair all up in a top knot.
I just want to be comfortable, okay?
Girls Gone Home. It's the part of spring break they don't want you to see.
Ugh, I'm not wearing any makeup. You better use a filter.
And I'd like to talk to spring break survivor Jacqueline Tomlinson. How are you?
I'm well. I am a Miami, South Florida spring break survivor for about 20 years of my life.
I applaud Miami Beach. I mean, it's become riotous down there. It's not fun. And same thing happened at Fort Lauderdale. I lived through mm-hmm. it. Idiot. Mm-hmm. It's September of 1980, and I had been with somebody. We decided to go our separate ways. Yeah, we're not a marriage. But anyway, I decided, hey, I can get a place right on A1A on the beach, and it's a five-minute drive to the radio station. And that worked great.
Until
the following late February, early March, and then I couldn't get out of my own building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended with hostility, me bombing the screaming, howling at the moon at 3 a.m. with eggs. Mm. And it was kind of like a mini war there for a while.
Yeah.
No, it's horrible. And I think that people don't realize how bad it actually is until you experience it. And
yes. It's
wild.
Well, I've lived in two places in my lifetime. I lived in Louisville, Kentucky when I was going to grad school. And we always left town the weekend of Kentucky Derby.
Because I can understand
it was gonna
that.
Be nuts. People everywhere. And
like the population of doubles during Derby week, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we always planned to go out of town, go to King's Island up in Cincinnati or something like that. I lived also in Sevierville, Tennessee, which is just down the road from Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. And, you know, every summer, it's a lot worse now than it was when I lived there 30 years ago. But every summer, you just had all those people come to town. All those people. So I can imagine what it must have been like down for you living down there near the beach. Did you go to the beach a lot during
Absolutely that
week?
Not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, well, when I went to rehab, I was living on Pompano Beach in a beautiful high rise,
mm-hmm.
but I was so out of it that even though the beach was literally across the street, I never went once until I got out of rehab, and then I was there like every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I take my kids down there, so, you know, we have the benefit of our mamaw pawpaw still live in South Florida. Pompano Beach is my beach that I grew up on. I went to Deerfield Beach High School.
Right.
So those are my places. And it's funny because, you know, Pompano Beach and Deerfield Beach, although are a good 20-minute drive from Fort Lauderdale Beach, they're very popular during spring break in the summer. I have to give it off to those communities for keeping the beach not as wild as maybe Fort Lauderdale Beach or Miami Beach, South Beach, and the variety of those areas, because it's wild down there. Like, yeah. I won't personally go down there, and I certainly wouldn't take my children.
I wonder what the over-under is on Montgomery citizens being charged with felonies in Panama City during spring break, because
yeah,
every time there's bad stuff happening down there every spring break, and most of the people arrested seem to come from this area.
Yeah, well, it's just an easy drive.
We have a zero crime policy here, Greg. Like, they have to go other places.
To commit mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's that two-edged sword. You know, everybody likes having that extra income, the economic boost, but all the stuff you got to put up with to have that extra money, I mean,
yeah, most goodness, of the you know, who did well? The dive bars, like the Elbow Room.
Yeah, yeah.
And, hey, I love the Elbow Room.
And the and the places that sold tchotchkes and T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, they could make a year's income in 6 weeks.
How about Blondie's? Blondie's you can't shake your finger at. Blondie's is a good staple down on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
I don't remember that place.
What? Call yourself once a Floridian. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Blondies. Enlighten us about Blondies.
Yeah.
Blondies is like, all right, it's maybe two blocks north of Elbow Room on A1A. It's been Blondies forever. How about this? What about Archie's? Did you ever go to Archie's on Sunrise Boulevard in A1A?
Archie's?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God, it's been there since the 60s.
How about Mr. Laps? Who went to Mr. Laps?
Of course Mr. Laps. Like, everybody knows about Mr. Laps.
That was our station hangout bar.
Let me ask you this question. I bet you've never been there.
It's the only place I've fallen asleep in my food. What?
Have you ever been to the Ragdoll in Oakland Park?
No.
The Peter Pan Diner?
Yes, I love the Peter Pan Diner.
Okay, I'm making sure I'm about to revoke your Florida card.
You're my lawyer. You're supposed to be protecting my Florida card.
Oh, my, yeah. About to revoke it.
Now, he did work at the Fountain Diner. I remember that.
Well, that was in Pembroke Pines. That was...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was the matzo ball soup and all that.
Yeah.
Listen, you have to eat at a diner. If you're a Floridian, you eat at a diner.
That's where the ghosts of Cemetery Village used to go. always a party of five, because somebody was a widow or a widower.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been to that diner. My dad, my biological father, used to live in Inverary.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah.
I lived in Inverary long ago.
Yeah, so I mean, listen, I could tell you some stories about some diners.
Hey, I came across a thing today that I thought, I'm trying to keep it light today.
Are you having a bad day? Something wrong?
No. He's doing great. He's wearing a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, excuse me?
He's looking very manly
Navy
today.
Navy blue T-shirt.
Look at you.
He's blushing right now, too.
I am.
With his suntan self.
Stop blushing.
She's the only person I know that can tell me to stop blushing and I'll shut it off. I don't understand. She has powers. This woman has powers. But I have a list of things that I found when I was prepping for the morning show. I thought this would be fun to do with Jacqueline.
All right.
Let me hear what you got.
All right. And this is a would you rather, and you can all play.
Okay.
Would you rather relive your best memory or erase your worst?
Relive my best.
Relive your best.
Yeah, I think I'd relive my best, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing can be better than the memory I have from 34 years ago today.
Yeah.
At 11:14.
I know. Happy birthday, Janelle.
Goose!
Yeah.
Goose.
I was born 60 years ago today. Woohoo!
Yeah. Happy birthday!
I
can finally go request those senior citizen discounts. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And this is my gift to him.
Did you send you your AARP card yet?
Like, oh, my goodness. No, I haven't.
Is it when you're 40 or 60? Because I haven't got mine yet.
40.
Start sending it when you're 40.
Yeah.
So I keep getting these in the mail all the time.
And join AMAC.
No!
AARP.
And I don't know why police departments, when somebody turns up missing, they just don't go to AARP because they find everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody escapes AARP.
With your auto warranty or whatever.
So, Master Tyson, this is my gift to him, a full sidekicking opportunity.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-do!
Well, I thought it was nice.
With all the benefits.
Like,
and
I, I was going to say, like, you can't do better than that, Greg. Like,
you need money? I have a few bucks.
I mean, hey, you could have asked him to do the morning show. Like, that's
hey, this is radio.
Hey, we keep waiting for you to show up for the morning show.
Because, like, listen, you and the chickens are the only thing awake. Like, I don't know how, like, there are mornings where I'm like, I don't even know how I drove here. Like, I'm not awake yet. Like, how did I get here? It's so early.
It is early, but that's the one thing about morning radio. It's early.
I mean, you got to get there before.
Yeah. Well, it helps.
One day I'm just
going to
show up.
Please do.
You should.
We're spontaneous people. Yourself. We love surprise parties.
Okay, so would I rather...
Okay.
No, how you die or when you die?
Neither. That's a horrible thought.
But you got to pick one. That's the game. In it. You got to pick one.
How?
Okay.
Yeah, I would go with the how, too, because I might try to avoid it. You know, once you know, okay, are you going to get eaten by a shark? Well, I'll do my best to keep that from happening.
Yeah.
You know.
Smart strategy.
Yeah.
Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
How?
Okay. would you rather never be loved again or never love again?
Never be loved again.
Yeah.
That's empowering.
I can't fathom not loving my kids or my husband. Like, yeah. I cannot for my parents or my friend. Like, I can't fathom not having that feeling.
Would you rather be wealthy but hated by everyone, as the government is training our population to do, or be poor and loved by everyone?
Poor and loved.
Yeah.
Poor and loved.
I'm going to go for the paycheck. I don't care if they like me or hate me. I want that money.
Yes, because you have to be sure. If you're sure of yourself, doesn't matter who hates you. It's their loss. No, Screw them. That's what I said.
I can build a big wall. I can buy some dogs.
Would you rather travel back in time with all your knowledge or travel forward in time without knowing what awaits you?
Oh, that's a good
back
one.
Back in time with all my
yeah,
knowledge.
Me too. That's... Yeah. Oh, God.
I would make a killing, man. I would make a killing.
I've got a long list of relationships I would turn around just from what I know today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've learned a lot of it from this woman. Would you rather be able to hear everyone's thoughts but live in isolation, or hear nobody and be unable to communicate?
Ooh.
Both of those are horrible.
Yeah. That is making my head hurt. That makes my head hurt just contemplating that. Hear everybody's thoughts.
Yeah. I think I would, too. I mean, that'd be at least a form of entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather live just 10 more years, but they are the best years of your life, or live 100 more ordinary years?
100 ordinary years.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it depends on how old you are.
For me.
10
like,
for me.
Yeah. See, I'd kind of go with the 10 best, because, you know, I've lived a lot of life already. You know?
I've had so many great years. I would take 10 more and skip the 100.
Yeah. Because you don't know what you're going to be, you know.
Really what I want to do is I want to make it till the end of my contract.
What can I do but, you know, sit in a chair
when
and
is
eat
that?
Pudding?
When is Rick going to be offering me your job? When is that?
Any day now.
That would be the look on Greg's face.
Bang!
Don't give him any ideas.
To the moon, Alice!
He's sweating bullets.
Oh, I'm just on fire today. It's fine.
Rich Thomas, save me.
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, we're down to our last minute with you.
I'm taking Rich with me. Taking Uncle Chi-Chi with me.
Would you rather end all wars or end all diseases? That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, but I think I'd do the end all wars.
End all wars.
I would end all diseases. Because I think that, in my mind, I rationalize it by more people are affected by, in my mind, diseases, even though a lot of people are affected by wars. But you know what I mean? Like cancer, childhood diabetes.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you ended all wars, you'd have more time to concentrate on the diseases.
And more money.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have the time and the money, we just aren't.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of diseases that have already, they've found a cure for, but they're not putting them out there because...
Oh, big pharma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a multi-billion dollar company. Why would you cure cancer when you make more money from people being sick than you do healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have to take our bottom of the hour break, but it has
been. Ended on that note.
It has been so much fun, and we are always grateful for your time, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
Take you care, too. Jacqueline.
We will do our
best. Thank you.
At 4:40, we'll check in with Skipper here in a second. I want to talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. And if you go to the website, jackingramselect.com, you can look, you're shopping by price. And I always like to look because there's just some incredible cars available in the $10,000 to $20,000 category, like this 2018 Acura TLX. Now, all of these cars, all of them, have been through a new and tightened vetting process that John Ingram has instituted to achieve the select status. What they've really done is everything they possibly can, not only to vet the vehicle from its history through the engine, it has to pass a number of inspections, but then sell it to you with a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select programs. So Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, they all qualify under this program. I mentioned the 84-point engine checkup, but they've also done everything they can to take the guesswork out of buying a pre-owned vehicle. Mm-hmm. Inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty, so you can drive with confidence, including you get the Carfax Vehicle History Report, plus rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period, along with roadside assistance. I mean, what else could you possibly want a store to do to back up the products they're selling? They do it all. At Jack Ingram. I want to see if that vet is still there, too. I don't know why.
Wow.
Only 64,000 miles.
And it's less than 20,000. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Magnetic, red metallic exterior.
It may
light
be because
oak interior.
It's a manual. That's the best kind for a Corvette.
That's what I always was told.
That may be the reason why it hasn't sold, because people are like, I want an automatic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What, a race car like that, you want the manual.
Got a 2020 Chevy Equinox there for under 20 with low miles. I mean.
Wow.
The point being, browse the vehicles. Is it right for you, your family, your business, a new driver? And that's all you need to worry about, because they've done the rest of the work to make sure that you are going to love what you drive. 25 lending partners to get you done. Shop at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, jackingramselect.com. Get started. Traffic at 4:42.
We had an accident just a moment ago right off I-65 at West Edgemont and Gaston Avenue. We also had an accident a little earlier on Northern Boulevard, Jackson Ferry. It was off on the right side of the road. Please use caution there. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere around Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We are building a bed as more and more folks are getting off work. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Five Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Three of Alabama's congressional delegates are now voicing their concerns over a transgender person having access to girls' dormitory at Space Camp in Huntsville. The story first came out on Monday after a concerned father posted on social media the name, pictures, and social media comments coming from a biological man who will be working on staff under the name of Molly Bowman. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center has since posted their guidelines and safety criteria applied to all staff who work within Space Camp with students ages 9 through 18. Congressman Robert Adderholt responded to concerns coming from parents within his district, saying that safety and well-being of children must be put first before any other considerations. Congressman Dale Strong, who represents the Huntsville area, has called on the Space and Rocket Center to immediately remove this person from interacting with children at Space Camp. And Senator Tommy Tuberville says it's imperative to make Space Camp a safe place for children and young people to engage in STEM learning. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A hearing will be held today in Madison County for a man charged with the sexual torture and murder of Derek Walls of Harvest. Investigators say that Kyle Luter traveled to Walls' home where the two had an altercation, and later Walls was found dead by authorities. Luter was released on bond 5 days ago, but when additional sexual torture charges were issued, Luter was then rearrested. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate in a big way, and even the nights are becoming more reasonable. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s on Wednesday with more sun. Near 80 on Thursday, still dry. Risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms become widespread Friday. Locally heavy rainfall. More rain over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as a front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming soon.
I command you, in the name of all that is righteous and good, release the winter season and let us live in peace.
Go suck an egg.
The cold, the wind, the ice and snow, release it into the heavens.
The end of winter.
Let the days become longer and hotter and sunnier.
The end of winter. Coming soon, but for some...
Powerful storm system from North Carolina to Maine.
Not soon enough.
Headline on Liberty Daily. By the way, it's 4:49.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies when one has fun.
When I get hit by the bus, my life passed before my eyes, and I feel like it's moving at that kind of speed.
Or as it could be, life is fun when one has flies. I don't know.
That does happen, by the way. When you know that you are likely to be killed, your brain will replay every memory in an instant.
That's
and I had the experience.
Yeah, you saw all sorts of things.
When I turned around and saw a Chicago Transit Authority bus closer to me than you are right now.
Yikes.
And it just went in this digital memory mode, and it was really wild.
I have to ask
you. But I fooled the experts and lived.
I have to ask you, was it like the cartoons where you see stars and planets and little birdies rotating around your head? Was it like that?
What happened, all right, so I get hit by the bus. I didn't even have time to react, and thank God it would have run me over. Instead, I just took the impact and went sailing.
I'm flying, yeah.
And everything went into slow motion. I remember turning, my body rotating, goodness. Airborne. I could hear in slow motion the screams. This is downtown Chicago at 4 in the, during the rush hour.
Wow.
So I had hundreds of witnesses who thought they were watching a death.
Now, is this the accident where you got tire skid marks on your shirt?
Yes.
That's the reason why your mother...
No, what happened was I hit the ground so hard that I tore my shirt open on the back.
Oh, my goodness.
And my flesh picked the tire tracks up out of the asphalt.
Ooh.
And this is how it used to be, folks, and I know some of you listening will echo my thoughts here. I was far more worried about my mother finding out that I had lied and gone downtown when I was supposed to be grounded than I was about the actual accident. What I didn't know, though, at the time of the accident is when I saw that bus as close to me as I described,
yeah.
I went into shock. So I felt nothing. My entire nervous system just, like, shut down.
But later...
Oh, 2 days later, I woke up in so much pain. The pain was so agonizing. I didn't care how my mother punished me. I needed to go to the hospital or someplace because I could not move. I couldn't get out of bed. The pain was that
wow.
bad.
Wow.
Oh. I walked around like that for 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, everything's fine. Yeah, so I come in the side door of the house. My mother always was in the kitchen window so she could supervise the neighborhood. And I walk up the driveway and she sees my shirt hanging down. You know, it's not. There's not just a hole in it, like you would get if you fell.
It's ripped in two.
And
yeah,
off your body.
And from the middle, not from a seam, from the freaking middle. And I smell like rubber and asphalt. What happened to you? I tripped. This. I had an hour to come up with a really good story.
See what happened was.
I tripped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Then I had to tell the
I'm
truth.
I'm sure she believed that, yeah.
No, they were glad I wasn't dead, so that helped take some of the sting out of it.
Oh, well, you know. Hey, at least you got a good story out of it.
Yeah. Well, what I've been lucky to, and able to do throughout my career is turn every stupid thing I've done into a good radio story. Told without shame, mind you.
Well, it's funny because we want to hear them again and again and again. It's fun.
By the way, it's St. Patrick's Day coming up. You'll be hearing that one soon.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. It's on Sunday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The U.S. economy looks good on paper, says the headline. Here's why it's actually a disaster in progress. And there was more bad news this morning. Now, I didn't even look to see how the market reacted. It went up 235 points. I'm going to ask Brandt, how in the face of more inflation does the market respond positively?
I don't know.
And these are the kind of questions you can ask Brandt McDonald and his team at Invest Advisors when you schedule an appointment to talk about your financial future and how they can help you protect and grow the money you work so hard to make. And you can make that appointment at 387-0094. At 4:54, I got to tell you, Thespian, this has been...
It's been fast. Hey, it's been good. I mean, we've been rocking and rolling. I mean, we talked about the Oscars. We talked about World War II. I mean, we've talked about everything. We had Jay Quellen. Yeah. I mean, the butt paste queen herself.
Mm.
It's been good.
Ooh. By the way, for those of you who are attempting to contact Prattville Farm Center, as we were this morning, for some reason, their phones were down until 3:30 this afternoon, so Tammy Burkhalter wanted me to pass that information along.
Oh, goodness.
Hope everything is okay there. As this will be our final call of the hour, too. But Luxy Gambler at 4:54.
All right.
Hey, if your mom was like my mom, she would have told me, if you had done what I told you to do, it wouldn't have happened.
Absolutely. My mom, too.
I put you on restrictions and see what happens when you don't do what I tell you to do.
Yeah, right. My mother was the same way, Biloxi Gambler.
I think it's mom school. They all go to the same place. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, they pretty operate by the same manual in those days. Oh, and it was also a good manual.
They also did the whole, you know, if everybody else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? Yeah, I got that lecture.
Yeah, well, can I think about that for a minute, Mom, and get back to you?
Yeah.
All right, at 4:55, let's just check the headlines, see if we're missing anything at the moment. Hate crime snitch bill included. This is Canada?
What
is? I got to see what this is off the Twitters.
What?
Trudeau's Canada threatens life sentences for hate.
Oh, brother.
Wow. Proposed bill says everyone who commits an offense under this act is guilty of an indictable offense and liable to imprisonment for life. The new bill bribes citizens to snitch on their fellow Canadians.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess if you don't snitch, you can get punished.
Oh, but you get rewarded. You get $20,000 Canadian dollars for turning them in.
That man's got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, when are the people in Canada going to wake the fork up and do something? He is, to me, he is the poster boy for the term King Douchebag the First, because just the sight of him. And knowing his mother was loose. And probably conceived him with Fidel Castro.
Probably. I mean, the resemblance is amazing.
You could call it uncanny, man.
But the people keep voting him in office. That's the thing.
Well, that's what I don't understand. But they probably have a similar electoral system up there that we do here, you know, where it's not how you campaign or what you campaign on. It's how good are you at cheating. I don't know.
Lots of bizarre headlines.
I'll just grab it. Hi, who is on the phone with us? Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate your call, and do join us again some afternoon.
Was that robot from Saudi Arabia?
I don't know.
The one that was groping the lady reporter? That was the weirdest thing. That was just weird. The robot is named Muhammad, and it looks... It doesn't look like a real person. It looks like a robot, but it's...
Apparently, RFK Jr. is ready to pull the flush handle on his campaign by considering Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura as his running mate. What the hell, man? Are you serious?
What vote is he going for?
Jesse Ventura was a jerk. Mm-hmm. Like most people who were dropped on their head a lot, a little bit odd. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, yeah, great quarterback. I don't think he's ready for prime time.
No. That's
there must be somebody you could look at who might be a slightly better fit for that.
Yeah. Hey, I just heard the news a few minutes ago. Derrick Henry, who was the great star running back for the Alabama Crimson Tide and has been at the Tennessee Titans for several years, he is going to the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I have paid so little attention to the NFL, I can't. I mean, if if Pat Mahomes left KC, I know it'd be a loss to them and a big gain to somebody else.
Well, it's like someone defecting to the enemy. The Titans and the Ravens have been rivals for years. But yeah, it's a shock. But hey, his contract was up. He's a free agent. If Tennessee's not going to pay him, somebody else is going to pay him.
He can do what he wants.
By the way, Ken Buck, and I got this from Henry, who was absolutely spot on. Ken Buck is such a rhino prick, he says. This is his way to stick it to the GOP one more time on his way out. Because everybody knows, by voting not to impeach Mayorkas, he killed himself politically.
Yeah.
So now he's a petulant little rhino. And Colorado has a Democratic governor, so they'll appoint a Dem in his place. So this is a way of screwing all of us, not just what an infantile mentality.
Some people just want to watch things burn. If they can't be in charge, if they can't be the captain of the ship, they want the ship to go down. That's sad.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's sad.
Alrighty, we are at 4:59. We've got traffic, the Wall Street Business Report. Brant McDonald coming up next hour to answer the question we posed earlier. How did the market go up in the face of more inflation today? Right now.
Well, traffic is continuing to build, but no major problems anywhere. We had a couple of minor accidents. One on Northern Boulevard near Jackson Ferry. We understand all those vehicles were off the road, though. And we had a second minor accident just off I-65 on West Edgemont at Gaston. Please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. However, traffic's getting very busy out there just that time of day. Invisible Fence has bound.